Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and we're back for more. It is Tuesday, October the 14th, and it's time for more Teaser Tuesday. So as you guys know, I absolutely love teasers. I play them all the time. And if you're new to teasers, you get 6 points in your favor, where you can do a total or a spread. I feel like spread is the best way to do it, because usually if you believe in the NFL lines being sharp, you know, this is a good way to play this. But Jenks, it has been chaos over the last 20 minutes in our house.
Mm-hmm.
My cat Dabby was currently having seizures while I was trying to talk about the NLCS. And I typed it in the chat. I was like, okay, somebody maybe can tag in here so I can go check on her. Nobody did. But she has her medicine now, so hopefully she is better. But we've had this issue for a while where she has these seizures, and it's just very jarring. While you're trying to talk about Freddy Peralta, you can hear your cat like sounding like she's dying. You're like, oh no, I have to keep going. So you just focus in on, you know, here's the outs prop for Freddy Peralta.
Oh my God, is she going. Okay? Dabby Doo, we love Dabby Doo on this show. She's not?
Not.
Do you need to go take care of her?
Oh, she's fine. Like she's out of the seizure now. But it's just usually when she has these seizures, she has like 12 in a row.
Oh my gosh. But she got her medication, right?
So I feel
right?
like she does, but I was currently trying to give it to her during the break. It was not going well. So hopefully Jake can get it down her throat somehow. But I've heard a lot of people have dogs who have seizures. I haven't heard as much for cats. But it is crazy. But she takes the same medication as like humans do. It's phenobarbital. And so okay. They don't carry it at the vet. You literally have to go to the vet, and I think, or the pharmacy. And I think I told you the story where she has to like create a profile. So they're like Dabby Cat Buchanan, pickup for Dabby Cat Buchanan, because she takes a human medication.
Oh my gosh! Do they force her to show her ID? Do you have to take her to like the Walgreens or the CVS and carry her, and you give her a little cat ID, push it across to the pharmacist?
No, but they definitely ask you questions. They're like, is this person's middle name Cat? You're like, no, we put that on there because Dabby is a feline. She is a feline friend. But hopefully this medication works. I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling a little rattled. Hopefully she makes it through the day, because we certainly love Dabby Doo. But you know, it's a Tuesday, so that means one thing. It is time for Teaser Tuesday.
Chelsea is such a teaser.
All right, step right up and try your hand at a three-leg teaser. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a couple teams who are already getting points, and we're going to try to tease through multiple key numbers, because that's the goal of teasers, is you want to go through 3, you want to go through 6, you want to go through 7, and I'm doing that on all 3 of those. The only sabotage factor, and I'll start with this, is that sometimes I don't like buying high on some of these teams who have looked really good, because eventually the Reaper always comes for you, and it feels like all these teams who have looked good in the NFL eventually have a stinker. Like, we've seen it across the NFL where, you know, the Bills were looking amazing and now it's back-to-back losses for the Bills. So keep that in mind as I read some of these legs. So first leg, we're going to start with the Colts getting 7.5 on the road at the Chargers. So the normal line in this game is Colts plus 1.5. I do think the Colts have a great chance to win this game outright, because as somebody who is a hater of the Colts, you cannot argue with some of the numbers that they have been putting up. They have the best points margin in the NFL, And we've seen them have a consistently good offense. And it's not just Daniel Jones. It's Jonathan Taylor who's having a great season for the Colts as well. So Colts plus 7.5. Next up, we're going to go to the Falcons, who I understand are playing on a short week, but plus 9 on the road at the Niners. I feel like the Falcons can at least keep it close. And I feel like when you have a good ground game like the Falcons do, and that defense, did you see what they did to Josh Allen last night? I feel like plus 9 is a solid play against the Niners. And then finally, Bucks plus 10.5. Again, this feels like a buying high situation where the Bucks have been playing out of their minds. They played in all these close games, but they should be getting healthier. I think Mike Evans should be back for this game. Plus 10.5 on the road at the Lions. Sabotage factor there being that we know the Lions can score a lot of points, but their run defense for the Bucs has been really good. So if anybody can stop that rush attack of the Lions, maybe it's the Bucs. So, Jenks, Colts plus 7.5, Falcons plus 9, Bucs plus 10.5. Who ruins my teaser?
Oh, I don't know. These are all really good. I'm not quite sure. I like all these. Maybe. How many points are the Colts getting out in L.A. against the Chargers? 7.5?
Yes.
Maybe. Like, maybe the Colts at some point have some sort of step back. That's the only thing I can figure. Because, look, the Chargers are a well-coached team. They're going to be at home. They have Jim Harbaugh. So, I believe in the Colts. We've seen enough now to know the numbers tell you the Colts are a very good football team. So, I like the fact they're getting 7.5 out in L.A. But also, maybe they're due for a clunker. I'm just trying to come up with some sort of devil's advocate play here. But I think this is a good, teaser. So I'm kind of with you here. I'm just trying to poke holes in it, but I can't find many.
I think the sabotage factor is kind of what I mentioned in that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Eventually, some of these teams are probably going to have sinkers, right? Like,
yeah.
I feel like we haven't seen a sinker from the Colts. And, like, eventually, it just feels like there's going to be that one game where either they have some bad turnovers or they just fall flat. And, like, the Chargers are a solid team, and that is a long road trip. But still, like, that's 7.5 points. So, I think I like it a lot. And, Jenks, I left this one out on purpose, but I feel like a lot of people are looking at the board and they're saying, Chelsea, you're not putting this in your teaser. It feels like the perfect teaser line. The Patriots are laying 7 on the road at my Titans. The Titans just fired their head coach. So in a teaser, the Patriots would be laying 1. It feels very obvious, but Jenks, I don't know if you're like this. When it comes to my teams, I don't like them ruining anything.
Yeah.
So like, I wouldn't want the Titans to like ruin my teaser. I don't think it happens because like they couldn't even win with Brian Callahan. Not that like, you know, he was a great head coach, but still, I feel like there's no way that the Titans win this game against the Patriots. But again, the Patriots, maybe they're due for a slip-up. Who knows?
I mean, it's a perfect letdown spot for them, but the issue is that Mike Vrabel is their head coach. So if anyone's going to make sure that they don't slip up playing Tennessee, it's going to be Mike Vrabel, right? And also, do we really think the Titans are talented enough to get some sort of bounce from an interim head coach in Mike McCoy to hang here? So I know it seems obvious, and I'm like you in that when you see an obvious play, you're like, okay, if it's too obvious, maybe it's time to look elsewhere. You see that with spreads all the time. Like, oh, look at this, a ranked team on the road getting points against an unranked team. You're like, be careful. So I understand that idea, but I feel like with Vrabel at the helm of New England, he's not going to let this team slip up. So, yeah, I think you got to tease it down.
I think the trouble is that the Titans' offense just can't score points. Like, even in games where the defense keeps it close, it's just, you know, they have games where they've gotten shut out. They scored 10 points against the Raiders, who were not a defensive, you know, mismatch where you're saying, oh, this defense is really tough. No, the Raiders were one of the worst defenses, at least statistically speaking. So, like, if you can't have faith in them against the Raiders, I don't have faith in them against the Patriots. Here's another one that seems almost too good to be true. Broncos laying 7 at home against the Giants. So in a teaser, the Broncos would be mere 1-point favorites. But Jenks, I feel really skittish on the Giants just because it feels like we have such a wide array of outcomes where the Giants can be really good at times with Jackson Dart running all over everybody. Same goes for Cam Scataboo. But then on the other hand, you see them lose to the Saints and they look like a very young team.
Yeah, I would stay away from that one just because I think the Giants may have found something here. And so, look, Scataboo has been... one of his teammates says, this guy's an idiot. But meant it in a kind way, like he's just... he's his own sort of being, right? He's in his own world. He's just yelling out things at practice. By the way, his career is going to last 3 or 4 years at this rate. Like, I have not seen a guy just try and pummel over everyone, like using his forearm just to like plow over dudes to get into the end zone. I don't care how invincible you think you are. You can only do that for so long in the National Football League before you wear out. I keep hearing people reference Earl Campbell, and of course, Earl Campbell went to Texas, and I followed his career back in the day, and he was just a stick of dynamite, blowing up everybody in his path, so powerful. And then, you know, his body just caught up with him and he couldn't move like that anymore. So that's going to happen to Cam Scataboo unless he learns to play differently. I just don't think he's going to learn to play differently. I don't think it's in his DNA. But between his play, which I think inspires everyone on that offense, and Jackson Dart, who has looked really good, just like he did during the preseason, I'm not going to say the Giants are back or anything like that. But relative to the expectations that we saw at the beginning of the season, I think they kind of have something here on offense.
Well, especially like if you're looking at the normal game spread, they're getting 7 points, because temperature check on the Broncos. I am somebody who is a big believer in the Broncos going into the season, but I'm not going to lie. I feel like their offense has looked pretty flat. I understand last week was overseas in London, but like scoring 13 points, like I understand they beat the Eagles, but I don't know. This feels like a very mediocre team relative to the expectations that I once had for the Broncos.
Yeah, I just don't know if Bo Nix has taken that next step. He's close. I feel like he's right there, but he's still sort of flashing and not necessarily, you know, elevating to that next plateau. And so we saw that over the weekend against the Jets. Jets have a decent defense, but as bad as the Jets were, Broncos won that game by a couple of points, and it's because they couldn't move the football. So there will be times where Bo Nix looks really good on offense, and certainly it helps to have a guy like Sean Payton, but he really hasn't become that guy in his second year, and he's got plenty of time to do it, but I think that's the real issue. And of course, when you're a young guy going up against that Giants defensive front, we saw the Giants defensive front against the Chargers give Justin Herbert all sorts of trouble. They can absolutely do the same to Bo Nix.
I think if you think that's the case, maybe the total is worth a play. 40.5 is getting into the territory that makes me a little nervous. But I will say the Broncos have had a consistently good defense. They just need the offense to catch up. All right, hour three is next here on the show, and we will relive our biggest lessons learned from both games on Monday Night Football. It's next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.